Hello and welcome to Jill Horton's Stage Page. Today is Sunday, June 10th, 2007. Last Sunday, while I was working on last week's show, my friend Will Stackman died. If you're a Stage Page fan, you've heard Will's voice on past podcasts about the Boston theater scene. He was also the one who assembled the This Week in Boston features scripts for me. Will had been ill for nearly 2 years and rapidly deteriorating for the past several weeks. His passing was not unexpected. Still, it was a shock. We've shared an office with Will and networked our computers for years. There's a big, empty space in our lives. Will has hundreds of friends across the country, colleagues and students from his many years doing theater and puppetry. We're dealing with a flood of phone calls and emails. Next Saturday, June 16th, people will be getting together to share memories and celebrate Will's life at the Cambridge River Festival on the banks of the Charles. And there will be a memorial at the Puppet Show Place in Brookline in mid-July. If Will's friends are willing to be recorded for the podcast, we'll pay tribute to him in an upcoming show. When GL was ILSA's Boston area reviewer, she often took Will to shows on her extra comp ticket. And when he took over as critic, turnabout, he took her. They've seen hundreds of these shows together.
At one matinee of new play readings, while Will and I were waiting with the crowd in the lobby, a pair of theater fans struck up an instant friendship, sharing details about their opinions and their lives that were loud enough and outrageous enough that everyone began to listen in. When the house opened and people filed in to take their seats, we realized that the plays in the theater were likely to be far less dramatic than the revelations we'd just heard in the lobby.
Here's the last two pages of the short one act titled Showtime, with Geraldine reading the character based on herself, called Gwen, and me reading the character based on Will, called Ben.
Now that the house is open, new friends Marcia and Shirley discover that it's going to be hard to continue their conversation because they're seated at opposite ends of the theater. Ben, ever the gentleman, makes an offer.
Ladies, you can have our tickets if you like. G14 and 15.
We aren't a couple, just colleagues.
I prefer sitting further back.
Marcia is tempted. She takes the tickets and looks to Shirley for agreement. But Shirley is in a sudden panic. No, she says, and exits quickly out of the theater, pausing to hiss to Marcia as she goes, "Call me!" Marcia glares at the others, pushes the tickets back at Ben, and sails into the theater in high dudgeon. Gwen says, "Well, you screwed that up, Ben."
Probably be too far away to overhear him anyway.
Maybe I don't need to bother seeing the show. I mean, how can Isabella's Bells be better than this?
I think everyone wanted to applaud the show we had out here in the lobby.
You suppose the box office would give me a refund?
You got your money's worth.
Did Shirley really say that her son was hiring a surrogate?
I think I missed some of the best stuff, especially in the beginning from the one who was facing away.
That Mrs. Samuel Stern. Hey, isn't there a Samuel Stern of about the right age who runs Consolidated Charities?
Wish I'd gotten a peek at her business card.
Do you want to hire her or blackmail her?
I was thinking of calling her up, you know, pretending to be a client. See what she has to say in a different context.
You're going to put them in a play.
I only caught about half, but it's a start. And if you'd let me see yours...
I'd have gotten it all if you didn't make so damn much noise.
We could collaborate.
I just need 10 minutes, and I got at least 6. You make up your own. Ike, a character who's mostly been sitting very quietly, apparently listening to tunes on his iPod, speaks up.
You can hear the part you missed if you want.
What?
I recorded it all right here.
Ike points to his pocket iPod, showing them the microphone on which he has recorded Marcia and Shirley's conversation. He hands Gwen and Ben each one of the earbuds, turns up the sound, and they listen, beginning to correct their notes.
But I wouldn't go to the trouble writing a play if I were you. I'll have this little show edited into a podcast and be broadcasting it over the net before I go to sleep tonight. 21st century technology is pretty special.
If Ike is right, I'll be famous in 100 years, and Geraldine will be stuck in a library shelf. I don't think that's going to happen. I think theater is going to be robust. Until next week.